Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with State Representative Greg Hartzell about the recent tax bill that passed through the Iowa legislature. The Iowa legislature season just wrapped up and two bills passed that I think a lot of people have a lot of questions about, the tax bill and the fetal heartbeat bill. Talk about the decision to what I would call, if I wanted to buy something online, it's going to be a little bit more expensive. Talk about why that benefits Main Street instead of why maybe I should have to pay a little bit more online if I wanted to buy something from Amazon.
Certainly, and that's one, Andrew, that's one of the pieces of this tax reform bill. I mean, what we were trying to do to tack on to the coattails of what happened at the federal government level in December of 2017 with the tax reform and tax cut that Iowans will be seeing through that. And just to back up and give a little bit of background to that, the way our federal deductibility works, if you see a tax decrease on your federal side, that means that you have more tax liability on your Iowa side. So we were already seeing just through that federal tax decrease, additional revenue coming to the state of between $113, $150 million. I don't have it right off the top of my head, but we were going to see additional revenues come into the state. Now, philosophically, I'm saying, you know, I've always said, if you send it, we'll spend it. And so what we wanted to do is take that additional revenue that was coming because of that federal deductibility and use that as income tax relief to Iowans. So we took part of that, but we also said, you know, right now is a time to address the unfairness of what brick and mortar Main Street businesses here in Iowa have to deal with a lot of online retail outlets that already have a 7% advantage over your folks that have businesses here and that are part of our community that donate to, you know, all kinds of charitable causes within our own community. And not only do they have a 7% advantage built in, but these other online retail outlets, they have volume buying that a lot of our local retailers don't. And so this was a way. I'm not one for raising taxes. I'm pretty much opposed to that. But at the same time, we have to understand that we have to modernize our tax code so that we are protecting our Main Street businesses. And that's what and in so doing, that also created extra revenue that come into our state coffers that we could also apply to income tax relief. And so that's the premise behind it. That's the rationale for it.
Another question that I got was, we cut taxes. Everyone loves cutting taxes. I don't want to pay more taxes. I think the scare for everyone is, if state revenue drops, is there going to be a loss in services? Is there a way to protect the state from not having enough revenue because of this tax cut?
Right, and that's a great question. And that's why in this tax reform bill also, we installed triggers so that if revenue didn't reach a certain amount, some of these policy pieces were not enacted, so that we're making sure that we're not just automatically slashing and cutting taxes without seeing a significant amount of revenue increase and growth in our economy. So the idea is, we don't want, just because revenue grows in our state, we don't just want to automatically say, hey, we've got access to more revenue, let's spend that. Because that's what's got us, quite frankly, in the problems we've had in the last 10, 12 years or so, is because just because revenues bumped over 1 or 2 years, the legislature went ahead and just scooped that up and spent it. Well, then the years after that might have been a little leaner, then we had to deappropriate money because that we just weren't seeing the same amount of growth that we had seen in past. So there's triggers in there so that to keep that from happening. And another thing too, I know that the simpler way of looking at that is, if you decrease taxes, you decrease revenue. Well, this gets into the weeds of economics, but you go back to the economic theory of Art Laffer, the author of the Laffer curve. You would see that actually when you decrease taxes to a certain point to where you're broadening your tax base, you actually increase revenue to the state. And so that's what we're trying, that's what the purpose behind this tax reform is, to decrease everyone's burden, but at the same time broadening the tax base, because we understand we have to operate, we need revenue to operate all of the state's priorities and programs and so forth. But We also are cognizant of the fact that we stick out like a sore thumb on our corporate and our individual and our property taxes as being a deterrent for people to want to come here, grow a family, grow a business. And so we're trying to lower ourselves on that national rating scale so that people do want to come here and, again, broaden our tax base. So, yeah, that was all taken into consideration, and I think that we have taken a very solid and balanced approach that makes sure that we have a sustainable revenue growth for our budgets and funding our priorities going forward in the future.
Thanks to Greg Hartzell for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.